We brought you a story yesterday about a Maui persimmon farmer who's still harvesting fruit from family trees planted about 100 years ago. You know, our state's overall economy has been likened to a three-legged stool. Tourism is one leg, the military is another, and construction is the third. We recently talked with Jason Fujimoto, CEO of HPM Building Supply. The fifth-generation Big Island company has managed to expand its footprint across the state during this economic and health crisis.
I'll say overall, I think we're very fortunate and blessed to be in the essential industry, you know, first and foremost, and second, to be, you know, riding a national industry trend where anyone in the business of home building or home remodeling, you know, has actually benefited from this period of time. So it's a very unusual period overall, you know, very different from the 2008-2009 great financial crisis where that was pretty much a blanket devastation to most industries. So a very unusual time, but again, we're very blessed and grateful.
I think when we last talked to you last year, you folks were doing the modular homes and were really helping with our homeless situation with the tiny homes.
Yes, we were. That's, you know, our Holly Plus project began, you know, out of that lava eruption back in 2018. So, you know, we continue to move forward on that. You know, this year we were fortunate to also help out with County of Hawaii in two homeless shelters, one in East Hawaii and one in West Hawaii. So it's been great. And again, we continue to work toward going to a public launch, hopefully by the end of the year.
So talk about your expansion here on Oahu, because you basically doubled your footprint.
Oahu right now is still very pro-focus. You know, our original location in Campbell Industrial Park was pretty much a warehouse, a lumber yard, and we had a kind of a pro-sales office, and 98% of our business was delivery-based. You know, with our expansion and taking over the operation of Siwala, you know, we add some new categories in steel framing systems as well as drop ceiling systems, and can really service more of the commercial interiors business. So it's still, again, along the lines of focus. But again, I think our plans as a company is to kind of build out our full business model, you know, just like how we have here on Hawaii Island, where we're the most mature, we have the largest locations, and we cover hardware retailing to home design center to the pro. And we also have a big manufacturing component as well. That's our overall plans. But obviously right now we're, you know, on Oahu, we're still very, very pro-focused.
And you folks just recently got the rights to be, what, exclusive distributor for steel framing?
Yes, with SCAFCO out of the Pacific Northwest. So we're fortunate to have a very strong partner with them. We also do metal roofing. We don't have a fixed roll former plant, but we do have three portable roll formers where we can do our standing seam roofing profile. And we do a lot of residential, but actually that profile is geared more toward the commercial, so military, you know, bigger type project.
What does this mean? Because you folks are, you know, a local company, a family company, and you've been able to just strengthen your position here across the state.
You know, I think it's it just goes back to our mission and vision as a company to really, you know, help our community build better and live better. We have many loyal customers that actually do statewide type business, and, you know, for us, you know, we want to be able to provide, you know, the same, you know, breadth and depth of product, you know, that we do here on the Big Island, you know, on all the major islands. So, you know, that in part also helps to fuel our growth and our you know, seeking, you know, different opportunities across the islands. But again, you know, it goes back to you know, a lot of gratitude for our own owner employees who, you know, especially during this time, being able to you know, help us grow and pick up the pace even when, you know, other industries are going right the other way. So we're fortunate and very blessed.
And you've recently merged with a concrete company?
Yep, Miyake Concrete on Maui. So we closed that on August 24th, so still pretty fresh. We're about a month into it right now.
And talk about the operations there on Maui. What does that involve?
Yeah, so Maui, you know, with Miyake, we have four retail stores / lumber yards and one truss plant. So five additional locations for HPM on Maui. You know, this conversation with the Miyake family actually started, you know, 7 years ago back in 2013. So it's not, I guess it's fortuitous that it finally happened this year, but it's not something that, you know, was thought of and executed solely in 2020. And this has been a long conversation with the Miyake family. And in the end, for HPM, you know, as we look toward the future and further expansion, this is a good example where it really boils down to alignment in values and kind of orientation, to employees and to the community. And we felt very strong alignment with the Miyake family, 40-year-old business, deeply invested in the community, and really has a very deep care and concern for their employees and their customers, which, again, we feel is very similar to HPM. And that's why we feel very good about moving forward in this partnership with them.
And then you also have a presence on Kauai.
We do. We do. And that was established back in 2012, where we merged with Kauai Lumber. And again, a very similar story. The founder, Joe McAvoy, had been there for 18 years. And again, similar values, similar orientation, similar growth mindset. And that created, again, alignment to partner.
Well, you'll have lots to celebrate as you mark your 100th anniversary next year.
Yes, we're excited. Yeah, it's hard to believe 99 years this year, and next year is our big 100. So, it's still trying to figure out exactly what we want to do. And obviously, we don't know how long this pandemic will last and what we can do. But nevertheless, we're going to definitely celebrate and just show a lot of appreciation for our community and our customers.
Well, hats off to you. I mean, when we look around and see, our local family businesses, whether it's, Waihata or Servco, City Mill, homegrown family roots and a family business that positioned itself and is growing.
Family-founded businesses that remain local are hard to find these days, and I'm getting less and less. So we're very fortunate and blessed. Like right now, we're we work with a lot of the big developers, with D.R. Horn, Ho'opili, Castle & Cook, Coral Ridge, and then all of the Gentry projects in Kapolei we all participate in.
Oh,
The building industry in general, I think, is going to continue to be strong and really carry our economy from a statewide standpoint into the future. Right? I'm sure you've read some of the statistics from the state, but we're still short about 50,000 units by 2025. So we still need a lot of supply, and not just standard type homes, but affordable homes as well across all islands. So I think that alone is going to carry the industry for really at least through 2025. And then we also have a lot of the military work. Military has invested hundreds of millions of dollars this year in new projects that they're kicking off. So that's going to help carry construction as well. One interesting aspect when it comes to COVID-19, right, and why our industry has benefited, again, obviously, first and foremost, the fact that we're an essential business and we weren't shut down by the government. But the stimulus that was provided by the U.S. government was more than enough to offset the drop in GDP. And in many cases, right, at the individual level, right, the stimulus checks that were provided actually, in a lot of cases, increased people's income, right, versus decreased it. And then that, on top of the lower, very low interest rates, all kind of came together to help our industry. And then when you look at this, dollars, right, that are available, and the fact that there's been a forced shutdown on restaurants and hospitality and travel, right, people were able to kind of use those dollars instead of going on vacation, right, they would go and now invest it in their home. With work from home also being an increasing trend, renovating your space in your home office, all of that, again, really just came together to benefit the industry as a whole.
Fujimoto, CEO of HPM Building Supply, talking about how it's been able to weather tough times and expand its family business across the state. HPM will mark its centennial in 2021.